Okay, so I've just got the news, latest news there, from a few different sources. And this is another spring thingy, clean boo. The idea of this program is this particular one, the spring clean boo. We are trying to... Well, first of all, you should have listened to the previous episode so you know what I'm talking about. And otherwise, you may not know. But I'm quite happy to fill in the info. This is today, 20th of Feb, the launch of our new Spring Clean podcast. We're asking for your help here so we can phase out those programs, podcasts and things that it's time to phase out, basically. And there are a few of them. So that is the plan, really. Over the spring. Now, tomorrow on the program is St. David's Day, so we're doing something for that. And if you have any sort of messages, you can sort of send them in. And we've got the rest of the week. It's the weekend on the 5th. Saturday the 5th. And then it's Pancake Tuesday next Tuesday, the 8th of March. So we have something planned for that as well. Of course, that's on the Tuesday. On the Wednesday, it's Ash Wednesday, and it's the beginning of Lent. So we have all kinds of things there. And then it is the official countdown to Easter, which is great. Just a little over a month, obviously, 40 days. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm quite in quite a good mood over that, actually. So I think, before we know it, it will be Easter. And I do like Easter for various reasons. So there we go. Now... this is the thing I've been asking you to sort of send in suggestions on which of our many podcasts we can clear out, get rid of. And I'm looking towards the Mutiny on the Bounty, which has been there for quite a while. So we're thinking of cancelling that one because we haven't made any programs for quite a while on that one. I think we'll be keeping Aesop because it is one of our more popular episodes. But the Thomas Jefferson one is looking a bit, it's possibly under risk of going. So if you're a fan of the Thomas Jefferson podcast, you have to write in, nominate it as a program for us to keep. Also, the Abraham Lincoln one, similar situation, similar fate for that. And also our Beatrix Potter podcast. And the very old one, which we started many years ago, is our William Gladstone podcast. But I'm quite fascinated by William Gladstone, so it's very unlikely that one's going to go. But we'll see what happens. And there are other ones as well. But you have to sort of tell us, if you're listening to any of these programs, we've got Billy the Kid, One on the Monarchy, English Treasure Box, When in Rome, Boston Tea Party, all kinds of things that we just haven't updated for a while. We just sort of keep them as archive. We archive the episodes. I think maybe it's time that we did something to sort of clear them up. And I think I will feel a lot better then once we've done that. So very, very busy here in the studio, going through everything, trying to clean everything up, sort of literally because the studio is in a bit of a mess. But also, we're planning things. We're planning for Easter. We're even planning for the summer as we speak. As I speak, we are planning for the summer. So all kinds of things planned for the summer and for Easter, and of course, you know, for now, quite frankly. So it's quite exciting, isn't it, Pilar? I think it's quite exciting myself. And in addition to all that, our most recent addition to the English program family, if you like, is the Ball of Pemberley, which is this part of the Jane Austen project. Lots of people from all over the world are, through Twitter, they're writing a spin-off, if you like, story of Pride and Prejudice, like a spin-off, and I have been invited to read it out on the audio boo.